You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. A state government employee working on deputation in Odisha Raj Bhavan has accused the son of Governor Raghubar Das of assaulting him during President Draupadi Murmu's visit to Puri last week. Bakunthnath Pradhan, an assistant section officer of State Parliamentary Affairs Department deputed to the Raj Bhavan, in his complaint to Secretary to Governor Saswat Mishra alleged that Lalit Das, the son of Governor Das, assaulted him in Puri Raj Bhavan on the night of 7 July in association with five others including his personal security officers. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari has said the Bharatiya Janata Party has been a party with a difference and that is why it has repeatedly won the trust of voters. He, however, cautioned against the BJP repeating mistakes committed by the Congress in the past, which saw its exit from power. If we continue doing what the Congress used to do, then there is no use of their exit and our entry, news agency PTI quoted Nitin Gadkari as saying on Friday, more than a month after the Saffron Party failed to achieve a majority on its own in the Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mumbai in Maharashtra on Saturday, 13 July, where he is scheduled to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of developmental projects worth 29,400 crore rupees at a function at NESCO Exhibition Centre in Gurgaon, government officials said. During his Mumbai visit, the Prime Minister will first make an appearance at NESCO Exhibition Centre and then will visit the INC Secretariat at the Bandra Kurla Complex. Many celebrities, including Amitabh Bachchan, Jaya Bachchan, Rajnikanth and Shah Rukh Khan, attended the wedding of Anand Ambani and Radhika Merchant in Mumbai. Several videos and pictures of celebrities greeting each other, dancing or sharing conversations have emerged on social media platforms. In a video shared on X, formerly Twitter, Shah Rukh was seen greeting Rajnikanth and his wife Lata with folded hands. The actor then shook hands with Aditya Thackeray and Sachin Tendulkar. Earlier this month, the BCCI announced Gautam Gambhir as the new head coach of the Indian men's cricket team. This announcement followed closely on the heels of a historic victory, where a Rohit Sharma-led team ended an 11-year drought for an ICC title by lifting the T20 World Cup in Barbados. Among the masterminds behind this triumphant campaign was head coach Rahul Dravid, who had previously confirmed that the tournament would be his final assignment with the national team.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.